The main figure on this altarpiece is Saint Ursula, prominently placed on the ship on the central panel. But you may have noticed another prominent figure as well. Directly in the foreground, there's a woman with long curly hair. She's wearing a black gown covered by a white cloak. Solemnly, she gazes out at us while the brutal massacre proceeds behind her. This attractive, unknown woman may possibly be a portrait of Elizabeth of Chernau, who lived in the 12th century and was a Benedictine abbess. In visions, she saw the revelation of the martyrdom of Saint Ursula and the 11,000 virgins. She related her visions to her brother Egbert, a Benedictine abbot, who wrote them down for posterity. As these writings spread, they triggered a strong interest in the veneration of Saint Ursula in the Middle Ages. However, this figure of a woman could also be a donor portrait. As a rule, though, at that time, donor portraits were placed as onlookers of the religious event. Only later were they included in the drama of the scenes themselves. Possibly, though, the figure could be a mix of all of these. By setting the woman in front of the action and facing the viewer, Jörg Breu may have wanted to indicate she was not herself part of the event. Either she experienced it centuries later in the form of a vision, or she was a pious donor seeking, in this way, to visibly express her link to the saint. But there's also a third possible reading. The woman could be Saint Cordula, one of Ursula's companions. As the massacre started, she managed to hide herself in the ship. The next day she was ashamed of what she'd done, emerged from hiding, and suffered the same fate as all her companions. This explanation would also be supported by Breu depicting this figure with her hair untied and wearing a martyr's wreath.